Concordia University professor Jim Burkey ran against Sensenbrenner, saying his fellow Republican was too conservative on immigration reform and not conservative enough on controlling federal spending. But voters in the GOP primary in Wisconsin's 5th congressional district gave the nod to Sensenbrenner by a more than 3-to-1 margin. The Associated Press reports that Sensenbrenner told supporters last night that people like incumbents in office who get things done. He was not available for a phone interview. But Burkey was, and says he thinks he got his point across about too much spending.
That when Republicans entered Congress in 2001, between that time and the time they left or were ushered out in 2007, that the federal debt had expanded by about $3 trillion, and Republicans were responsible for it.
Burkey says the next Congress needs to focus on entitlement programs like the Medicare prescription drug program. Burkey says he ran against a 30-year incumbent with a large campaign war chest and various advantages of incumbency. For example, at last Friday's John McCain and Sarah Palin rally in Cedarburg, Burkey didn't address the crowd, but Sensenbrenner did.
And hope is promised by McCain and Palin, not by the windbags on the other side.
Sensenbrenner may do more for the GOP effort against Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama, as the suburban Milwaukee representative only faces token opposition from independent candidate Robert Raymond in the November election. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.